Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtables here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, sitting in on a beautiful Saturday morning saying good morning, good morning, good morning. It is nice to be alive, to be able to get another assignment today to serve God in whatever way that He would have us to serve Him. Just want to say thank you, God, for this day. You know, this day, not tomorrow, this day. And hopefully I can do something that can help you achieve your goals and your will for the earth at this moment. Wow. Man, I tell you. Let me go to the switchboard here. It has been a week, audience. It has been a week. Let me tell you, it has been a week. A good week. A good week. You know, sometimes when you ask God for things, and you said, God, you know, when are you coming, and how are you going to do it, or why you haven't come up to this point? You know, we got these questions and all kinds of things, and, you know, people used to say a long time ago, it's pretty much a cliche, be careful what you ask for, because you might get it, and then when you get it, then what are you going to do? Well, I'll tell you one thing. God has moved in such a way that I am amazed, let me tell you, the things that God has done for us this week. The ministry has grown the last 2 weeks. And I'm just looking at God and I'm saying, oh my goodness. It's happening. It's really, really happening. You can feel, I can feel it moving. You know, there's different points in my life when you've been in business for 30 years and working for yourself and you've seen the different trends. Sometimes you're high, you're low, you're in between, you're round and about. It's really a roller coaster ride, but it's a fun one, you know, because you know you're in God's hand and He's going to take you. You know, a lot of times when you took those turns, it was because of decisions that you made. It wasn't anything that God did. It was, you know, like you kind of got off track, and that you is me. But I can see God said to me, I think I told you all on the radio. He said in September, he said, Bessie, you've been doing mothers and daughters. You would have been doing mothers and daughters 20 years on the 29th of this month. And I was like, oh, wow, God, I didn't even think about that. You know, when you're doing the work and you're doing it from your heart, you don't think about timing or what you're doing. It's just who you are, and you're just doing it. And, wow, thank you, God. And that was in September. Things started moving. We started shooting the television show. Different things started happening. I don't want to bore you with this, but this is a testimony from me this morning. And I know when Cynthia come on, she can attest to it. And she's been on this journey with me. We've been traveling this journey together for years. But we stuck and we believed that God was going to do what He said He's going to do. And now I can feel God's hands moving it's sort of like overnight in some instance, but Lord knows it has not been overnight. I've been working with God and doing and ministering since I was a little girl, but mainly for the last 30 years, and all that I do, I would listen to God. I did my own thing for a while. I went off track, you know, trying to do it my way, you know, just the typical stuff. I'm not sitting here telling you everything's smooth. All I'm telling you now that the testimony that I have for God this morning, that I say, thank you, God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost Spirit, I say, thank you, God. Because God is leading. Once I decided really, truly, and say, God, you know what? When he told me that in September, I said, I just want to see what you have for me. He said, I'm going to open up the windows of heaven. I just want to see what that is. It don't have to be that I'm going to make you a billionaire. No, no, no. It could be a simple thing as showing me, and it's not simple. I don't want to use it, put it to that level. The lives of a mother and daughter changing. That to me is opening up the doors or the windows of heaven. To spread that around and touch as many mothers and daughters around the world. That is what I get paid for in this ministry. That heals my anybody. It's like it just connects me with God because I know that the Holy Spirit moved through me to help that mother and daughter. I've had mothers and daughters that I can get them on the phone and within an hour, they have resolved the issues and ready to talk and ready to move on. That's not Bessie. That's the Holy Ghost Spirit. That's the Holy Ghost Spirit. So this particular week has been a journey. Starting out, he and I decided that, you know, when I got through talking to the Lord told me to keep going. And I was getting ready to call T. T's our T Drop, is what I call him. He's our producer of the television show from New Magic Productions. I was getting ready to call him. He called me, Dr. B. I was just calling to see, you know, what do you want to do? I said, I just got through talking to the Lord. He told us to keep going. He said, okay, that's what I was calling about. And it started like that. And we planned. On the 29th, we're just going to go ahead and premiere the first show, show it, and we're going to keep going. And then they're training me how to use the social media. And with the social media now, I'm learning how to go live on Instagram. Went on there after the show, you know, made some trials and errors, but that was my first one. But it gave me the confidence, and I learned some things, okay? So we got past that. But that Monday night, last Monday night, my PR, Ernest, he had me set up with 10 interviews. And those 10 interviews was from 5 to 9:30. I'm telling you, that was a marathon. I mean, they were back to back, and I was going from iHeart Radio to IG Live Television, and I was trying to understand how to work the system. When I finished that, the fear of going live on IG Live or Facebook Live, it just left because that was something I was hiding, praying and asking God to help me because I had this thing. I just didn't want to go live. I just didn't want to do it. And so God was, and I could tell my spirit was telling me, you got to do it. And I didn't want to do it. And I was fighting it. And I said, God, you got to help me. I asked you to put boldness in me. Help me to do it. And when Ernest did that and set up all those, I didn't have a choice. I just went through. I was so tired when I finished, but I told him, I said, God had you to do it that way because he wanted to make sure when you're afraid of something, mothers and daughters, and you ask God to help you get over that, how are you going to know if you're over it if you don't have the challenge? And that was the challenge. And then we went and we had the premiere. Nervous? Yes. I don't like to put myself out in the public eye. But it was out there. It was on. He and Al got up, got dressed. The producer, him and his friends, they was having a watch party in Atlanta, cooking and eating. I was here by myself. My daughter and the children at their place, they was having a watch party. I was here by myself. And I had a watch party. I got dressed as if I was going out because I wanted to get my state of mind to say, thank you, God. What would I have done if I was having it at a place? I would have gotten dressed. I had a dress that I had never put on. I put on a brand new dress. I fixed my hair, my eyes, and I did as if I was walking out that door because I wanted to honor God. I wanted to do it for God, not for anybody else. And I sat and I watched and I said, God, it's in your hands. Now today we have about 3,000 people that have gone on and looked at the show. You know, all of those shows that I did, all of them was wonderful. And a lot of those ladies had watch parties on Facebook. And I thank you, ladies. If you're listening, I thank you. I tried to text everybody that I could because when you're dealing with a PR, you don't necessarily get their personal information. But they follow me, and I'm following them, so I'm sending messages that way. But on one of the shows, I was talking to the co-host. She was telling me about her and her daughter and how – I'm going to go back and get the name of the show because right now it went right out of my head. But how her and her daughter couldn't get along, and there was clashing, and say no, if she said go, she said stay, you know, that kind of a thing. And the male host went like a cat. Yeah, that's the kind of relationship that they have. And so I'm talking to her, and she said, I said, well, who does she look like? And she said, like me. She's just like me. I said, mm-hmm. I said, and I'm sure, you know, like mothers say, I can't wait for you to have a daughter because you're going to get back what you've given me through that daughter. And then she told me that she wasn't raised by her mother. She was raised by her grandmother. And she started talking about her relationship wasn't good with her mother. And the Holy Spirit just kicked in and said, tell her, until she goes and have this honest conversation with her mother, it's going to be very hard for her to have an honest conversation with her daughter because she cannot give her daughter what she doesn't have. She's got to go back to her mother and get this straightened out. So when I said that to her, the lady eyes closed, and I didn't know. For a moment there, I was saying, is she asleep? But she was thinking. She just went somewhere in her mind. Well, yesterday I got a call from the PR, Ernest, and Ernest was telling me that her mother, the young lady's mother, was listening to the radio podcast. And she called her daughter the next day and her granddaughter and said, we need to talk because we need to do what Dr. Fletcher just told us. I was on and I heard her. That's what we get when we go out there. We, you know, you can't put a dollar amount on that. Her mother was there. And what the whole, and see, I didn't know she was on. But the Holy Spirit knew she was on. And the Holy Spirit told me to tell her that, her daughter that, because he knew she was listening. He knew all along. And I followed the clue that the Holy Spirit was telling me, and it just, and they got together and had a conversation. So now they're saying, we want Dr. Fletcher back. So I'll be on Tuesday night back on the show on IG Live, and he wants to bring the mother, the daughter, and the granddaughter together. He said, you wouldn't believe what happened. This is what he was telling Ernest. He said, who is this lady? You wouldn't believe what happened. So I don't know what's going to happen on Tuesday night, but I'm going to be there because I want to hear what happened and how they got together on this conversation. So that's what I want to share with you. That's where God is in our life. We've opened up. We're doing the magazine. It comes out in July. I'm going live once a week on IG Live, interviewing mothers and daughters. I have a couple mothers and daughters already that I want to pull on. And I'll be doing it once a week. We're going to do that. We're going to put that up on YouTube. And then we have some other shows that we've taped, and we're going to filter those in along with the lives. So we'll constantly have something going on every week on the YouTube channel. So that's my testimony for this morning. I just want to say, Father God, we just thank you this morning. I thank you for using us to be a blessing to your kingdom. Father God, I ask you to touch mothers and daughters around the world. Touch the families this morning, Father God, that are suffering, people that have lost loved ones that they couldn't go see, couldn't talk to, people that are being buried, Father God, and using, thank God for the internet. I just lost a cousin-in-law, and they couldn't go to many family members couldn't go to the funeral. But Father God, because of the internet, they were all there at the funeral watching it live on the internet. So Father God, I just thank you this morning that you're touching mothers and daughters, that you're touching the families. And I ask that you give us the word this morning that we can send something out. You can send a message out and let them know that you love them, that you care for them. And no matter what's happening, it doesn't mean that you don't love them. As a father, when your children are out of order, any parent has to chastise their children. The way we know, go in the house, get in the house, and sit down. You're out of order. And Father God, that's where I am. I'm sitting. I want to get in order. Thank you for your love, and thank you for Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost Spirit. Amen. Cynthia, if you would click one, I can pick you up. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, audience. Good morning, Cynthia.
Cynthia, let me see. Can I get her? She just clicked one. She was on, but she didn't click. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. I wasn't even aware that I didn't click. How are you guys?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Awesome.
I just had to give my testimony this morning. I was like, you know, like I just said, Lord, I just got to tell people that you're just so good and you're moving in this ministry. And I just wanted to give him thanks this morning.
Amen.
But it's been a good week, ladies. It's been a good week. It's been a fast-paced week. And I'm telling you, God is doing it. God is doing it. So welcome back, Deborah.
Glad to be back. I tell you, I was excited that Saturday was coming.
I thought about you earlier this morning. I said, oh, today is May 2nd. Deborah should be back. Yeah, we missed you.
Yes, I miss you too, both.
Good, 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 good. You have anything you want to add, Miss Cynthia?
No, I just know that, when you did the show this week, it was, like you said, there was a momentum about this whole week with regards to moving in the direction that we've been waiting for. And so we're just grateful, and we're just seeing it. I'm seeing what God, and as the elderly people used to say and the church people say, I'm going to run to see what the end going to be. And that's it. It was a great week. It was, like you said, it was a week, and it was a busy week, and it continues, and we just thank God for it.
Yeah. That is absolutely wonderful. All right, then. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do my piece, and then I'm going to come back and pick you guys up, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, audience. Let's see. We're going to send this back out to Facebook and let them know that we are on. And we're going to keep going. I've sent it out this morning. I changed my picture this morning on Facebook. You know, I don't do selfies, and I think I've had probably one selfie with my daughter. But this week, I have gotten a boldness in me. I just asked God to give me a boldness, and he gave me a boldness. And once I went through that marathon with all those talk shows, I was like, okay. Then I got off. When I did the live, I got off, and I decided, well, let me just take a selfie. And I took a selfie, and I did a little commercial. I did a commercial, and I boost the commercial and send it out. I was like, oh, yes, you done let the lion out of the cage. Now, here I go. So that boldness, if you ask God for it and believe it, he's going to give it to you. You know, and I'm always, you know, people don't understand. They will say, well, Dr. Fletcher, you know, you talk to people all the time. You speak in front of groups, and you spoke in large groups. And, you know, what do you mean you're shy? I said, I'm a shy person. There's, you know, we all have something that we're working on. That's all I'm saying. And the enemy tried to break me down with that piece. Oh, you don't want to go live. You know, you're going to be live doing stupid stuff, and then you make a mistake, and then this, that, and the other. And then all of a sudden, my spirit was like, really? And I'm paraphrasing. Really? People get on there. I don't even want to say what they do. But if you go on and you see people in their videos, they jump out of bed, they don't comb their hair. They don't care. They just do what they do. But I'm from the old school. It's just something in me that you get dressed and you put on your makeup, and, you know, I just can't just jump up and do it. Like they keep telling me, my team, you know, Dr. Fletcher, just get up in the morning, you know, and get your phone and say, good morning, this is Dr. Bessie. You know, how y'all doing? Da, 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 da. You don't have to worry about it because people don't care. I can't do it that way. But I thank God I got a boldness, and I thank God that I'm willing to go where he's sending me. And so it is the internet now, and it is YouTube, it is Instagram, and all these other social medias. That's it. God said go, I'm going. So thank you all for being patient with me, and all the ladies that and gentlemen that had me on their programs this week, you're listening, I say thank you. It just helped motivated me to be a better server of the Lord. So I also want to thank my host, Cynthia Oliver, and Deborah Tyler. Show and anything that I do, Cynthia has been my sidekick. I think we're going on 11 years. And I can't even imagine doing it without her. We was trying to set up Zoom so we could all sit there and look at her and her husband Al. And I was saying technology didn't work, but I said, okay, God, we're going to keep working on this. And then when I learn how to do it, it's going to be a smoother access for all of us, and then we'll be able to share. I'll be able to share, you know, a screen with Cynthia too as well. And then we have Deborah Tyler. You know, we miss Deborah, and you know, just makes this radio program interesting for me, and I hope it's interesting for you, because it gives us the dynamics of diversity and conversations, because we have different lives and different backgrounds, different walks with God, and we are living our best life now, and we're sharing our testimonies in order to help somebody else. So with that being said, our stimulating topic this morning is, it's time for mothers and daughters to have an honest conversation. I'm going to say that again. It's time for mothers and daughters to have an honest conversation. We have to have an honest conversation. And when the Holy Spirit showed me that this morning, because, you know, I'm always asking them every Saturday morning, you know, I don't want to be just saying the same thing all the time, but it's the truth. The truth is the truth. You know, what are we talking about today? I don't pick the subject because, I mean, I would have a headache trying to pick something out every Saturday morning. It would just, I can't handle it. I've been through that trying to do it. And when I just, it's been many years now. But I would just ask God, you know, I said, Holy Spirit, just help me out. What do you want to talk about this morning? And my life changed, because now I don't have to get up and write. I don't have to get up and try to figure anything out. I just get up and ask, set up the switchboard, and then I wait for him to tell me what it is. And so when he said, it's time for mothers and daughters to have an honest conversation, I was like, wow, appropriate is that. It is time. If it's not time now, there's never going to be a time. Because the way the world is right now, what we're experiencing right now, we got to stop pretending. We got to stop hiding behind our thoughts and our intra conversations. We got to stop that. Because we're not serving God, and we're not doing ourselves any good. Mothers and daughters that are not having honest conversations can't have smooth, loving, trusting interactions with dishonest conversations. Those things don't mix. Now, come on, think about it. It's like oil and water. Something's going to rise to the top, and something's going to be underneath, but it will not mix. It will not stay. You can shake it, and it ought to appear as if that oil and water is mixed. You look at it, it looks like it's mixing, But if you look real close, you can see those little bubbles are all in the mist, maybe tiny, but they're in the midst of that water. And the minute you stop, the oil is going to come right back to the top, and you're right back where you were before you even did the show. Yeah. Boom. You're right back, separated. So it's time for mothers and daughters to have an honest conversation. You're no good to yourself. Or your daughter, or your mother, whichever one it is, unless you have an honest conversation. And that's sort of the story that I was telling you about earlier. I was telling the young lady, you got to go back to your mother. You got to go back and get that conversation. You got to go back and say, you know, Mama, this is what I'm feeling. Mama, this is what I was thinking. Mama, this, you know, when you wasn't there to raise me, Mama, I missed you. I didn't get to go to lunch with you. I didn't get to go shopping with you. I didn't get to just sit down and have a conversation with you. I didn't get to sit at the table and you fix me breakfast. Mama, I'm hurt. I love you. But I was a little girl. I didn't get to do those things with you. I don't know what it feels like to have my mother comb my hair, my mother to talk to me about life, my mother to tell me a fairy tale, my mother to read the Bible, the Word of God to me, my mother to tell me how beautiful I'm going to be on my wedding day, my mother to tell me when you meet the man that God sent you, you'll recognize him because God will allow you to see him and him to see you, my mother to tell me what to look for in other people, what the world has to offer, how to stay away from certain things, how to pray and ask God to protect me, to shield me, to keep me from evil, so that I won't cause no pain and no harm to no one else. My mother to tell me whatever you need, go to God, ask him, and he'll do it for you. My mother to tell me about Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. And most importantly, my mother to tell me about Jesus. Tell me the story about Jesus. Why did he come? What was his purpose? What did he achieve when he was here? My mother to tell me that I can have everlasting life if I trust God, if I believe in Jesus Christ, that he's the Son of God, that he died and rose from the dead. He came in and he took 39 stripes so that I could be healed. Baby, when you think that Satan's trying to put something on you, say, by his stripes, I'm healed. My mother to tell me that. My mother to tell me that once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have eternal life. You have eternal life, baby. You're going to live with Jesus, the Holy Ghost Spirit, and be presented to the Father if you believe him. My mother to tell me that I'm sin free, that when Jesus hung on the cross, every drop of blood covered all my sins and my iniquities. My mother to tell me, I birthed you, but you belong to God. Trust him. Just like I trust him, you watch me, you follow me, and you'll see God in my life, and that's the same God that's going to be in your life. Ezekiel 16:44, as is the mother, so is her daughter. My mother to raise me up to be a virtuous woman, know how to prepare for my family, know how to do business, know how to buy my own land and sell my product at the market and know how to make my husband look good in the neighborhood, know how that my children would stand out as I dress in the finest linen and wear the finest perfume and live in the best house. My mother to show me that all that is possible if I believe what Jesus told us with Jesus, presenting you to the Father, you can go directly to the Father and talk to him, my daughter. That's why we need to have honest conversations. Honest conversations bring in the truth. The truth will make you free. So when the Holy Spirit said to me this morning, it's time for mothers and daughters to have an honest conversation. Why? We're in the middle of a pandemic situation. We have an evil force called coronavirus, and it's going to and fro, killing and stealing and destroying whomever it can attach itself to. And if you don't have the shield of protection of God on you, so for every mother and daughter out there, it's time for an honest conversation, because you got to tell your daughter about God. Like last week, I was talking about those three chairs. The first chair is the parents that believe in God. They know God. They trust God. They've seen those miracles from God. That second chair is the second generation. They know God. They're not all sold on it because they done put a twist on it now. They haven't seen the miracles because they put a twist on it. I go to church, Bible, I come home, I put my Bible on the counter, I don't talk to God all week until the next Sunday. That's a twist on it. The first chair, they was all in on God. There was no twist. They saw the miracles. An example that Mr. Wilkerson used was Joshua in the first chair, sold out on God. They couldn't tell Joshua that he wasn't going to the promised land because he heard God for himself. Sold out. Children, you know, they had a different take on it. Well, you believe that, you know, I don't know. It looked, we haven't been out here all these years and God ain't did this, and, you know, the complainers. And then the third chair was that third generation. All they see was the parents interfering between them and God. So why are children out of order now? Why are your daughters not communicating with you? They don't know God. They can't see God because see you in the way. You're not showing them God. So that second chair is blocking the first chair, the ones that are sold out for God. Mother, is so that you won't block God from your children. These children don't even know why the coronavirus has got them stuck in the house and they can't graduate from school. They don't know that. All they see is you. And if you out of order, they don't see God. If you don't have that honest conversation with your daughter and tell her about God, you're going to block her from God until one day she moves out of that chair and move into the world, and God sends someone across her path that will tell her about God. Now, that's a shame, because we as parents know that we didn't create ourselves. We know we have a creator, a higher power. We need to find out who that is. That's God. You know, why wouldn't you tell your children? So why is it time for mothers and daughters to have an honest conversation? The first thing is because it's the godly thing to do. He said the truth will set you free, will make you free. You see how that twist on words? See, people twist that around, but that's not what he said. He said the truth will set you free. He said the truth will make you free. But for years I've been saying the truth will set you free, because that's what I heard. That's why he said read the word and, you know, will make you free. And to make something is to recreate it. It's to create something new, to make it. To set you is to let you go. So, you know, so it's the godly thing to do. There is no true relationship without an honest conversation, mothers. If you're not having an honest conversation with your daughter, just know you're not having a true relationship. You all are just moving around in time, space. That's all you're doing. We're spirit in a body, and we're just moving these bodies around. and there's no relationship. And you wonder why you don't get along? You don't have a relationship. You're just sharing a space. You're sharing the space of the same house. That's all you're doing. Sharing the space of the car driving around. Sharing the space eating the same food. But there's no relationship. That's why when the daughter leaves, she don't worry about coming back home. She don't have a desire to come back home because she didn't have a relationship with you when she was there. So why would she want to come back home? She don't know you. She know of you. Really know your mother or daughter when you have a hidden intro, when you have hidden intro conversations from each other. You don't know each other. The coronavirus has brought us all into the house. And when mothers and daughters call, can't get along, the Holy Spirit gave me this morning the message, said, you know, it's because they don't have a relationship. They don't know each other. You're in the house with a stranger. You're in the house with a stranger for 24 hours now. Who is this person? That's different from being in the house with somebody. You sleep in time. You get up in the morning. The children get dressed, and they run out. They may be able to drink a couple swallows of milk or juice and throw a snack in the bag, run to catch the bus. They're gone all day. The teacher know your child. You don't know your child, and that child don't know you. Come home in the afternoon. You don't get home to 5:30 or 6. The children home at 4. By the time you rush in and fix dinner, very except trying to talk to them while you're doing other things, washing the clothes, well, get in there and do your homework, you see your child on an average probably about 2 hours in a day, let alone looking that child in the eye or hugging that child and talking to that child. I'm not talking about every mother and daughter, but I'm talking about the majority. And you know that's the reality. So you're living in the house with strangers. The coronavirus has placed mothers and daughters, mothers and their daughters, in a confined environment. And that increases their intra conversations about each other. They're constantly talking about each other. They're, you know, what is she doing this? Is she doing? See, they're not saying that in the mouth, but they're constantly talking within the intra conversation. These children are driving me insane. And then talk to your girlfriend. I don't know what to do. I tell you, I want to go back to work so bad. I never knew I had to do all this. See, and then you get to yourself and you're talking. And sometimes the children hear your conversation. They get to talking. I don't want to be here with you either. I'd rather be with my friends than to be here with you because I don't even like you. Strangers in the same household. Social distancing brings about a mental battle of separation between mothers and daughters. And you say, social distancing, how is distancing socially in the house together? So you have to keep thinking about it. It's a mental battle. The corona has brought the mother and daughter in a place where they have to see each other hours and hours on the day, and that makes them uncomfortable because they're not used to having each other in their space all day. Not stranger, not knowing your name and when you was born, but stranger because I don't really know how to spend this much time with you. So social distancing and living in the same spot, you know, you say, well, they're in the same house, they're close. No, their bodies may be close and the same, but their mind is not. See, they have been social distancing themselves all along. Most families have been socially distancing themselves because they didn't see each other. They was apart more than they were together. So now the role has reversed. Know how to relate to each other because they're not social distancing themselves. They are closely connected now within the confines of that home. And that's why they long for their friends and things because, they, you know, that was their norm. I'm not used to being up close to you. I'm used to having a social distance from you. Isn't that something? Think about that. With the mother and her daughter or just the mother and her children, a father and his wife, and the children and the husband and wife, they're so used to being socially distancing themselves. That was their lifestyle. That's why I believe God allowed this thing to happen, so we could bring families back together, because they have been socially distancing themselves. And they don't know how to do it. That's why people are fighting and bringing out guns and cussing and fussing, and because they want to go back and social distance. They don't want to be in the same place with the family. I want to go out. Why do I want to go out? That's not social distancing for them. That's social distancing from the people that they're in the house with. But they don't realize that. It's a mental battle that they're dealing with, because in their intro conversations, I can't stand it in this house. I want to get out. I want to get out. And they don't even know why they're struggling and fighting to get out. Husbands and wives can't have a decent conversation in the same house because they have to see each other. I can't run to the store. I can't get away from them. Oh, Lord, I got to see them every day. Help me, please. Because I want to social distance myself from my family. Can't stand being inside. Mothers and daughters, it's time for an honest conversation. It's time to sit down, conversation. And once you have the honest conversation, once you can come to an agreement, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk. We're going to talk about what you like about me, and we're going to talk about what you don't like about me. Write 10 things that you like about your mother or daughter. Write 10 things that you don't like about your mother and daughter. And it's okay. It's a healthy exercise, because we all have something that we don't like about each other. As well as my daughter and I get along, there's some things that she don't like about me. She would like, Mama could just change that, and Evangel could just change that. But see, we rise above those little things, because we know that's not important. The biggest point is we're going to communicate. And we're going to be as honest as we possibly can in these conversations. And that keeps us healthy. So when you write those 10 things down about each other and you go through them, listen very carefully and give each person 3 minutes to ask and explain, and give yourself 3 minutes. It's going to help you develop a concept of listening. And if you do it enough times, your subconscious mind will reprogram itself. And you will be able to not have that timer there. You'll automatically speak for 3 seconds and you'll stop. 3 minutes and you'll stop. It'll kick in if you keep doing it long enough. So, yes, it's time for an honest conversation. And I guarantee you, when you get just a few of those conversations going, you're going to feel a shift in your environment. And you're going to feel peace into your environment. Pray and ask God to show you and direct you how to do it. And then all of a sudden, you won't want to run away from each other, be blessed, because what you can do, you can say what you feel and feel what you say. And that'll make your environment a better place to live. Thank you, God. Okay. All right, Cynthia, what is your take on that this morning?
Sure. You know, when we're in tight quarters and when we've been distant from our loved ones, despite the fact we can live right in the house with someone, that's why Freud said it is a folly to believe that any two people grow up in the same environment, because that environment is very different for everybody. And so when we are distant, even though we are in the house, it's based on the way you were raised. It's four things that hinders us from having these honest conversations. There's attack, there's defense, there's the person that pursue, and then there's that person that withdraw. And so when we are constantly, and we've been distant so long, being in these close quarters, it is an uncomfortable situation. You want to talk, the other person want to withdraw. You say something, you pose a question to someone who don't have an answer, they get on the defense. And so if this has been our way of life, and despite the fact we right there in the house with them, and if you haven't been raised by your mother and you bring up a question, of course she's going to go on the defense, because oftentimes she don't have an answer for why she did what they do. And they're one of the greatest way to kill a conversation from the very beginning. If you start a conversation with why, it's going to shut them down, because we don't know why we do what we do. That's why God said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Yes, they know that they were gone, but they don't know why they were gone if they've never done their work. And what is their work? You have to have those honest conversations with God first to prepare yourself so you can have that honest conversation with your mother. I had been working on, I had been taking psychology classes for years before I went to my mother. And if I had not done that work, it could have went a whole different way 48 years later when I had the conversation. But because I had did my work, I was able to hear what my mother had to say without blame. I went there with the intent to get the answer, not to ask her why she didn't do it. I just needed to, as you opened up, I just needed to have that conversation with my mother. I just needed to sit at the feet of my mother and talk to my mother. I had never been to a movie with my mother. I had never, I've had family dinners with the whole, with everybody, but a one-on-one conversation with my mother, it never happened. Over the years, in and out, when we have family gatherings, I saw my mother, but I had never had an intimate relationship with my mother. And so it depends on how you approach your mother or your daughter. When you go to get those answers, you're going to either shut them down, they're going to withdraw, they're going to be on the defense, and they're going to feel attacked based on how you start that conversation. And if you're the one who have done your work, your job is to go in there with love, not blame. And if you go in there blaming her, you're not going to get, they may not get the answers that you're looking for. What we want to hear is an apology. You may not get it. But you got to know that it's not all about you, that you, two of you live this life without each other. And maybe there were circumstances that she had no control over. But if we go in there blaming, we're going to be defensive. We're going to shut people down. And they're going to feel attacked. And that's what happens when people feel attacked. They shut down. And when they don't have an answer, they get defensive. So it's all in how we go in there to get our answers, whether we get the result that we're looking for or we walk out the same way we walked in. Thank you for allowing me to share.
That was good. That was good. Or walk out worse than you was when you went in.
Oh,
depending
absolutely.
How the discussion, you know, take off and take place. Yeah, and that was good. That was good advice, mothers and daughters. I mean, really, that it's that, you know, it is why you did this and why you didn't do that. And why, yeah, you're right. And the boom, shut down. Boom. Oh no, back against the wall. You're trying to accuse me of something.
Remember the PR person said she clowned like a cat? That's what happened. You put people on the wall, they come out fighting.
Yeah, they, you know, like, boom. Let's see what, Deborah, let's bring Deborah on. I'm going to keep you live.
I'm here.
Hey, Deborah.
I'm just so excited about being back, I tell you. I said this morning when I woke up that I'm just gonna listen. So I'm so happy to be back. You know, I tell you, I'm dealing with my own thing, and I could say it that I didn't do well in the one class. I got a C, my first C in 8 years. So I had to process that. So I said, Lord, your words say be content in all situations. If you're full, be content. If you're hungry, be content. Learn the art of being in the middle. And so I'm there, and I said that I wasn't going to share it, but I just shared it because I realized that I ain't going to always hit the mark. And I missed the mark, and I was feeling some type of way. But I thank God that he gave me what I needed to press on and to be able to accept the fact that I ain't going to always get an eight. And so with that being said, now I feel better because I'm sharing with the world because I'm always posting A's and B's on Facebook. It said, okay, you ain't going to post it, but I'm going to share it this morning. So I just wanted to say that first, get that off me now, so I feel better. So I didn't quite make it.
Amen.
In my humanity,
amen,
I missed the mark. And so I'm okay with this because I played a part in it. And so my part was I wasn't reading as much. It was something new. I can't put it all on the teacher, and they put me on virtue and all of that stuff that I don't know nothing about technology. I can't put it on that. I played a part because I wasn't reading like I should have been reading, and I wasn't studying like I should have been. I had got a little relaxed and got distracted. So I played my part. And so, you know, to make that example to what we're talking about being honest, and Cynthia said it so good, that you got to prepare to make the transition. You got to prepare to be transparent because the kids know who you are. You know who they are. And at some point, somebody forgets to put the right face on. And so now you got to be in the house all day long with the face on that you want the kids to know. Or the kids got the face on, they think their mama needs to know. But it's who I am, Miss Goody Good. You know I don't do no wrong. But when I go to school, I put on a skirt. Shorter than short. I change who I am. And the parents are saying, you know, I can't keep wearing this face all day that I love you because you're getting on my nerves. You're rubbing me the wrong way. I need you to go through. And God said it's a transition. They forced us to be in the house without a notice. And so now I got to be that person all day and I can't play this part too long. And so God said, listen, I know who you are. I know where you come from. And if you would submit your ways to me, that you will just give me what you can't handle. Give me the child back. I gave you as a gift the child. Give me the child back and let me be the one. You know? And so it's a transition to be able to say, Lord, I release this child back to you because I can't do this by myself. I'm trying not to pretend that I'm all in and I know all the answers and I'm a good parent and, you know, and I just got it all. No, I need you, Lord. Lord, it's okay. So, you know, by the blood of your testimony, you can win people. You tell them where you've been. Mm-hmm. Not tell them not to do something without saying the results of when you tried it because the possibility is that you tried it. And being open and honest and saying, I did this not to say that you're going to turn out like this, but this is my track record. And I didn't get all A's in my education. I didn't get all B's. I got some C's and some F's. And I failed sometimes. And these are results of my lack of discipline or lack of studying or lack of whatever. This is where it led me, down the street called failure. Down the street called detour, street called dead end. This is why I press towards you to understand what you coming up on as a teenager or what you dealing with as even elementary. Just start shaping your personality. I'm just trying to give you some tools to use in life because you will learn the lesson one way or the other. I'm trying to simply make it an easy way for you to learn the lesson. If you choose not to listen and take heed to a word of instruction, then you learn how you learn because you will learn this thing called life. And just break it all down for them. And just be honest and say, yes, me and Johnny, you know, me and Johnny did it in his mama's house when she was. Yes, we did, and that's how you came on the scene. I wasn't married. My mama, you know, be honest. Because all they got to do is add up how old you is or how old they is, and they know you had a baby before you graduated high school, before you, you know, or before you was married, and they could figure it out. But they want honesty. Like you say, they want you to be transparent. They want you to just lay it out and say, this is who your mama is. This is who your mama was. But God came in and taught me some stuff, or some other people in the world that he put in my life taught me some stuff. And I wasn't too old to learn. And I learned from my life. So just breaking it down, forget mama, parents. Can we just have a conversation? Can we talk? Can we can we do a one-on-one? I just want to fill you in on some things that maybe you don't know. And then you'll understand why I'm so hard on you about some stuff. Well, Mama, I ain't going to do that. I know better. Okay, well, you're going to know better after I tell you. And then if you choose to go that route, I'm not going to say I told you so, because you got to choose the process of how you're going to learn. And that's my take. Is make the transition. Ask God to give you what you need so you can be able to pass it on. But if you have and you almighty and you got shameful spirit and you got all this, you're not going to be able to teach them what they need to know, at least some of the stuff, because the truth of the matter, they're going to learn in the house or out of the house. So what you're doing is you're just saying, okay, this is my testimony. This is how I overcame. And then you just put it there. You can't make them eat it. You can't make them take it. You can't make them learn from it. But you got to be transparent. And you go ahead and put it there. And you don't let nobody else in the street tell your child where your mama came from or where you came from, what you did. Just, you know, just you can break it down to an age appropriate. You ain't got to get all down and this, you know, like that. Just break it down age appropriate. And just, so that's where I was. I used to go to the club and drink. I used to have more than one man. I used to be sneaking in. But it all caught up with me. Just break it down and just give it to them, because life's going to teach them. One way or another, they're going to learn their lesson. And so I believe that, you know, I didn't have that. My mom didn't give me that because I did a thing so fast on her, she didn't see it coming, and neither did I, because the enemy was moving so fast. He said, God has got a calling on this girl, and I need to take her out early. I need to get her off track early so I can go ahead and whip her up and take out. So sometimes you'll see it coming. 9 years old in the store still and get barred out of the store at 9. Who get barred out of store at 9? And then 11 fighting in school and stuff. I didn't see it coming. The enemy was trying to take me out early, because he said, God got a calling on her, and I want to get her while I can. Get her early. So he's working early. He's going to and from. He ain't looking just for grown folks. He's looking for kids that he can devour, and he can take off their game early. And so the sooner you start talking and paying attention to what's going on and praying and fasting, the sooner that you can shape them into their destiny. You got to be part of it, but you got to pay attention, and you got to seek the Lord where he may be found, and ask God to give you the boldness of spirit. Say, Lord, I'm shamed. I'm shamed, but help me get past the shame and give me a boldness of spirit. Like Dr. B said, she had asked God for a boldness of spirit to go online and to be able to say what you need to say to the world. And God will use you. And great job, by the way. So, you know, I just want to say that I could go on. I see the time right now. Y'all, you can tell I've been gone for a month. You know, I'm full. But I'm just saying, make that transition. Pray to God so he can use you. And I said, God, let me talk to my daughter. Let me tell her why I say don't go left and go straight, and why I don't go right and go straight. Let me tell her why. Let me show her why. And then as she goes, she still goes left. You've done your part. You just keep praying, Lord, keep her. Lord, wake her eyes up. Lord, touch her. If you got to touch her, but bring her back. Whatever you got to do, Lord, I surrender. I can't control her. I did what you asked me to do, and I need you to give me peace in the midst of a storm and let me just sit and watch you work. And you got to trust and believe that God is going to do that thing that you asked him to do. You say, without faith, it's impossible to please me. You got to have faith to know that God is able to do the thing that you're going to ask him to do. Lord, I surrender. I give my children back to you, because I cannot do. Lord, I need you. I need you, Lord. I'm parent, mother, not. I can't do it. I got a degree, and I got a couple of degrees, and I'm running a company, but I can't run my house. Lord, I need you to help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help them, Lord.
Amen.
Help me, Lord. Amen.
Right.
Help me, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dr. Fletcher, you might have share something with Deborah.
Make it quick. We already off the air. Not off the air, but we're on the last few seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say, Deborah, great job tying in the two with your knee-jerk reaction to your grades and being able to bring it in to the conversation, because it takes both awareness and disclosure to for you to move to that place of transformation with regards to accepting what it is. And so great job, sis. Great job being able to tie those two in.
Yeah. That was a whole step. I was going to say that to you, too. God, the devil tried to get you to keep it hidden. But you ain't a C. You ain't an A. You ain't a B. You a child of God. and that's above all things. So, yeah, you beat him at his own game. Yay for you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Audience, hold on one, ladies.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right, ladies, a great show. Oh, my God, that was a good show. Thank you, God.
Hey, yeah.
Thank you, Deborah.
Amen.
Thank you, Cynthia, girl. We're glad to have
you're
you
welcome.
Back, man. That's that icing on that cake. Appreciate you.
Hey, amen.
All right, y'all. Have
all
a
right, ladies.
Day.
I love you guys. Love your audience. Bye-bye.
Love you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.